This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ed Epperwine. Well, recently a friend posted a picture on Facebook that took me back and had me thinking about wonderful times spent in my younger days at Verde Hot Springs. Now, hikers and mountain bikers and equestrians all know there's nothing much finer than a nice hot bath after a strenuous day. But isn't it sweet when the bath is out there in the wild? Well, that's Verde Hot Springs. On the west fork of the Verde River, a bit west of its confluence with Fossil Creek, and near the tiny village of Childs, Arizona. No services at Childs, by the way. On the south bank of the river, there was once a resort built around these hot springs. And local legend has it that this resort was built and used by the East Coast Mafia as a place to cool off people who were being looked for by law enforcement at the hot springs. Sometime in the 60s, the resort burned down, but the developed pools are still there, and informal pools are often created also. There's a large outdoor pool with a cement patio, and the wall above the river rises about 12 feet above normal water level. There's a large island as the river splits. At that point, the island is often used as campsites for folks visiting this place. There is a pool in a cave and another in a small building. And often, when river level allows, folks make rock walls in the river where hot water issues forth from underground. Oh, what a delightful thing to have, a nice warm bath, morning and evening when you're out hiking. Accessing Verde Hot Springs, though, is not for the lighthearted, as you must ford the west fork of the Verde River. To get to Childs, where there is a campground, take the Fossil Creek Road, either east from Camp Verde or west from Strawberry, Arizona. Either way, eventually you will come to Forest Road 502, the Childs Road. Turn south on it, and it's just under 6 miles to the campground. You'll note that there is a vehicle crossing near the campground where one with a proper four-wheel drive during low water can make the crossing and continue down south to the Bloody Basin area. This is the easiest place to cross the river as it is wide there and somewhat shallow. Oh, here's a great rule of thumb for wilderness river crossings. Generally, the wider the river, the shallower the water. But that's not to say there can't be a trench on the far bank, as I have encountered in my rambles. Pools all have drains. They can be drained and cleaned and refilled, although it does take a couple hours for the largest pool to totally refill. So if you'd like to get away to a beautiful wilderness setting where a warm bath awaits you any time of day, the Verde Hot Springs near Childs, Arizona might be your ticket. Looking forward to seeing you. As relaxed can be, this has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.